RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, for listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo launches Synergy of Action Program for People's Economy. The Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK) summons city council speakers, legislators. Bio Pharma vaccines penetrate Islamic countries. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday launched the Synergy of Action for People's Economy in Brebes, Central Java. Press release from Presidential Communications Team on Monday said that the program is aimed to eradicate poverty and improve living standard of entrepreneurs in rural area by providing the opportunity to work for farmers and fishermen. The Synergy program consists of several programs. Firstly, is a land certification program for farmers through the Ministry of Agriculture and Special and the State-Owned Enterprises Ministry and the State-Owned Enterprises Bank. Other program is the Synergy of People Business Credit Program with Inclusion Program. The Synergy is aimed to facilitate entrepreneurs in accessing financial services in rural areas. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, summoned six members of the Jakarta City Council as witnesses on Monday amid allegations of bribery relating to bylaws governing a controversial reclamation project off the capital's coast. The KPK is to question City Council Speaker Edi Marsudi, Deputy Speaker Ferial Sofyan, Council Legislation Party Chief Muhammad Taufik, and his Deputy Mary Hotma and Councillors S. Nurdin and Muhammad Sangaji, KPK spokesman Priharsa Nugraha told Antara News Agency Monday. The six will face questions regarding the discussion of a bylaw on the spatial planning of the Jakarta Strategic Coastal Area. The KPK will also summon the head of the City Council's Bylaw Division, Damiria Hutagalung. Commission investigators searched the City Council building on April 1st and seized related documents following the arrest of Gerindra Party Councillor Muhammad Sanusi, whose house was searched on April 8th. The KPK has also imposed travel bans on PT Agung Sedayu Group Chief Sugianto, Aguan Sugianto, Suni Tanuwijaya, and aide to Jakarta Governor Basuki Ahok Cahyapurnama, Agung Sedayu Group Director Richard Halim Kusuma, APL employee Gary Prasetya, and APL Director's Secretary Berlian. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to open a series of international naval military exercises in disaster management entitled Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2016 at the headquarters of the main naval base 2 in Padang, West Sumatra Province on April 12. In addition, the President and Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy would also inaugurate the Peace Monument in Cimpago Beach in Padang. The commander of the main naval base 2 Padang, Marine Colonel Rahmat Rifai, on Sunday said the activities had begun in the past few days, such as evacuation drills and rescue disaster victims and road building in the region Tua Pejat on the Mentawai Islands. 35 countries from Asia, America, and Great Britain are participating in the naval exercise. There are also known military activities involving the community, including a parade of warships and fishing boats, as well as the program themed Let's Sail, which will be participated in by 500 students in Padang. They hold also rendang cooking competition for warship chefs, beach football games, and a parade of marching bands and culture.
Parade kapal perang, 22 kapal perang asing.
22 foreign and 28 Indonesian warships are taking part. We also have other activities such as the Let's Sail program involving approximately 500 high school students. We invite 100 fishing boats to the boat parade.
Nelayan ini akan menjadi tontonan juga di dalam memeriahkan kegiatan parade kapal.
Marine Colonel Rahmat Rifai is optimistic that the multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 will bring a positive impact to the Mentawai Islands, Padang, and West Sumatra in general. It could boost local tourism, Rifai said. He added, 15 warships of the East Naval Base are participating in the multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 in addition to the warships of the West Naval Base. Its halal status is still being questioned in Indonesia. However, vaccines manufactured by Bio Farma have been used in Islamic countries in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia, which has purchased diphtheria tetanus or DT, polio and pentabio DPT, Hep B and HIV vaccine from the company. Bio Farma Corporate Secretary Rahman Rustan told participants of workshop media in Mataram on Sunday, April 10, 2016, it is a huge opportunity for Indonesia to increase vaccine sales to Saudi Arabia. Bio Farma vaccine products have passed the World Health Organization qualification test, and the company currently supplies vaccines to more than 130 countries, including 49 Islamic countries. Rahmat said, Bio Farma intends to achieve vaccine independence for Islamic countries via knowledge and technology transfer. As many as 130 countries have used Bio Farma products, particularly developed countries, which 50 among them are joined in the Islamic Cooperation Organization, OCI. The company produces 1.7 billion dosages per year to meet the needs of natural immunization and WHO, UNICEF. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The World Bank will help fund to prevent land and forest fires in Indonesia. The assistance is part of the effort to make the haze will not happen again. World Bank team leader Dinas Ariel, after meeting with South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin in Palembang on Sunday, said the fund is to prevent the forest fires in Indonesia, including South Sumatra. The fund is given gradually. Dinas Ariel hoped with the funding, prevention operation becomes maximum. Alex Nurdin said his site is well prepared to prevent land and forest fires, even though the amount of funds for the South Sumatra is yet unknown. The award given by Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Kuching, Malaysia, to Indonesian outstanding workers becomes a momentum to encourage Malaysian businessmen in order to recruit workers legally. Directorate General of Indonesian Worker Empowerment and Placement, Heri Sudarmanto, expressed his appreciation for the presentation of Indonesian Migrant Workers Award 2015, held by Indonesian Consulate General. Sudarmanto, in his speech at the Indonesia Migrant Workers Award 2015 ceremony in Kuching, Sarawak, on Sunday, hoped that in the future, the employers recruit workers more orderly, legally, thus it is creating competence among workers. The last item. Thousands of public orders officers, Satpol PP, the Indonesian Armed Forces TNI, as well as members of the National Police, Polri, were deployed to clear out illegal squats and kiosks across North Jakarta Jalan Pasar Ikan on Monday morning, April 11, 2016. as heavy machineries move in to help clear out the government-owned land. Hordes of angry residents storm the area, prompting police officers to sound out their sirens to keep the mob away from the area. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama Ahok said that he is not concerned about the standoff that occurred during the clearing out of the slums in Jakarta's notoriously decrepit coastal area. Ahok also rebuffed claims that the order to evict is a violation of basic human rights, as the eviction is aimed to ensure that all Jakarta residents could live under healthy and proper living circumstances. Despite the eviction and the demolitions, the government will retain the hexagonal market so local residents could still ply their trade in the area. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo launches Synergy of Action Program for People's Economy. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, summons City Council speakers, legislators. Biopharma vaccines penetrate Islamic countries. That was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the same beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016.
Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on tax amnesty as an advantageous solution. The Indonesian government has completed the draft on tax amnesty law in early 2016, which is now in the hands of the House of Representatives or Parliament. According to the plan, the bill was to be discussed by the Parliament this April. Unfortunately, it is still pending and will only be discussed after the House recess period ended on April the 29th. The postponement is considered unwise. In the current economic situation, which is still sluggish, the tax amnesty law will be beneficial to strengthen the resilience of Indonesian economics. The bill on tax amnesty is government initiative. The goal is to boost state revenue from tax sector. With tax amnesty law, those who have tax arrears and are holding the money abroad are expected to return to Indonesia with their money. Tax amnesty law was chosen by the government as a solution that benefits both parties, the owner of the funds deposited abroad and the government. The owners of the funds are given the opportunity to, quote-unquote, repatriate their money, and the government gets additional financial resources for the economic turnaround. The issue of Indonesian citizens who deposited funds abroad has long been a problem unresolved by the government. Indonesian Finance Minister believes the amount of money deposited by Indonesian citizens abroad exceeds the gross domestic product, which in 2015 reached 11,400 trillion rupiah. Efforts to withdraw the money saved abroad actually have long been done by the government through providing tax amnesty on money brought back to Indonesia. Such a policy has been done twice, in 1964 and in 1984, but did not produce satisfactory results. The twice failures make many people pessimistic about the success of the bill on tax amnesty this time. Experience in various countries also shows that the success of the law is not directly proportional to the efforts and sacrifices made. Executive Director of the Center for Indonesian Taxation Analysis, Justin Prastowo, said in developing countries that have not been supported by a good administration system and the availability of accurate data, the tax amnesty law tends not to succeed in improving tax compliance. Although there are those who are pessimistic, the government remains confident the law is going to work this time because it included some new measures. However, the government and parliament are still listening to opinions or feedback from the public in order not to fail. Discussions on the tax amnesty bill, which is a government initiative, must be done carefully and not be rushed. In addition, while it has not been ratified by the Parliament, Director General of Taxes needs to prepare a good administrative system and the availability of accurate data. Well, that was commentary today on tax amnesty, an advantageous solution. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with an event on April 11, 1919. The International Labour Organization was established. The International Labour Organization, ILO, is an agency dealing with international labour issues under the United Nations. This organization was established on April 11, 1919, as part of the Treaty of Versailles after the World War I. ILO is aimed at providing guidance for labour constitution related to the rights and obligations of the labourers. The issues discussed by ILO are arrangement on wage, working hour and minimum maximum age for the worker, pension, civil servants, leave and holidays, and recommending the member countries to decide the labor constitution. On June 11, 1950, Indonesia joined the organization. We move into 1970. Apollo 13 was launched to the moon. Apollo 13 was a mission of landing on the moon, part of US NASA Apollo project.
The mission was launched on April 11, 1970. Unfortunately, the Apollo 13 mission failed because the oxygen tank in the spacecraft, which carried Captain James Lovell and his two crews, Jack Swigert and Fred Hayes, exploded. The explosions happened 56 hours since the launching of 330,000 kilometers from the Earth. Luckily, the three astronauts were not even scratched and had to cancel the mission. We entered in history with April 11, 2005. Jay Wiston found 55 Cancri F located 41 light-years away from Earth. 55 Cancri F is an extrasolar planet located approximately 41 light-years from the Earth. This was the third planet in order of a distance from the stars 55 Cancri and the first planet design of F. The temperature of the planet found by Jay Wiston on April 11, 2005 is still unknown. Nevertheless, the expert categorized the planet as habitable for the existing liquid water. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on the increased cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union. Stay tuned. Indonesia will increase cooperation with the European Union to address various international issues such as terrorism, asylum seekers, and the sending of peacekeeping troops. This problem will become a major issue in Indonesia's cooperation with the European Union. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, in a meeting with the high representatives of the European Union for Foreign Affairs, for Security Policy, and Vice President of the European Union, Federica Mogherini, in Jakarta recently explained that the framework of such cooperation will also involve environmental, social, cultural, and educational issues. Even Destination Europe program will become one of Indonesia's forms of cooperation with the European Union members to introduce the culture of Europe. Meanwhile, to increase cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union, President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium in mid-April. According to Federica Mogherini, as quoted by Liputan6.com, the visit is at the invitation from the European Union, and this will be the first visit ever made by an Indonesian president to the European Union headquarters. The European Union Secretariat in Jakarta disclosed that President Joko Widodo will also visit three European Union member states, namely the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Germany. The European Union is the fourth largest trading partner of Indonesia with a trade value reached $26.14 billion in 2015. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia on Indonesia improves cooperation with European Union.
Listener, here are some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, Monday, April 11, 2016. Well, let's start headlining Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, double track change towns in Java. Double track railway, which was completed 2 years ago, start to change the lives of residents of the towns in Java. The economic figure doesn't sound an increase, but some changes began to occur. A business owner of travel agent in Bojonegoro, East Java, never imagines that now he can handle visibly more tourists to the city. Initially, the number of tourists who visited the city could be counted one by one, but now the city's tourists look at the city after the double track were completed and there is also new oil and gas project. Previously, the city didn't have a star hotel, but now there is a 3-star hotel and there are 3 more hotels being built. Now we move to Indonesian media newspaper. It writes the city council asks for 5 billion per head. A number of legislators of Jakarta that have received a down payment for the passage of the draft regulation of the zoning plan for coastal areas and small islands and special permit of strategic region and north coast are now panic. They are afraid of being involved in the bribes received by chairman of city council at the commission D, Muhammad Sanusi. One of the members of the city council frankly intends to return the money that has been received. Even all the members who received the illegal money are willing to return the stolen money.
The amount of bribes received varies, starting from 1 billion rupiah. Chairman of the City Council of the Commission, D. Muhammad Sanusi, who was captured by the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, on March 31st, is alleged to have received 2 billion rupiah in stages. The money has started flowing since the last year, and it is becoming much more when the post-meeting with faction leaders of Regional Legislation Board, Balikda City Council, on the 10th floor of City Council building on March 16, 2016. At the time, the plenary meeting materials should discuss the ratification of two draft regulations scheduled March 17, 2016. Well, listener, we come to an end with Tempo newspaper. In its headline, Tempo writes, the reclamation bribe is suspected to be related to regional elections. The developer's bribe of Jakarta Bay to the members of Jakarta Council being investigated by the Corruption Eradication Commission is alleged to link with Jakarta Governor election 2017. Krishnamurti, the lawyer of Muhammad Sanusi, who received a bribe amounting to 2 billion rupiah, said that the money is the fund for Gerindra politicians who want to be a candidate for governor. Later, incumbent governor Basuki Cahayapurnama suspect that this is a tactic related to the long-term council election for governor. According to Krishna, Sanusi lobbied Basuki through his special staff, Sani Tanuwijaya. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, Monday 11 of April 2016. Thanks for listening. I'm here, Mana Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo Monday launched the Synergy of Action for People's Economy in Brebes Central Java. Press release from Presidential Communications Team on Monday said, the program is aimed to eradicate poverty and improve living standard of entrepreneurs in rural area by providing the opportunity to work for farmers and fishermen. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, summoned 6 members of the Jakarta City Council as witness on Monday amid allegations of bribery relating the bylaws governing a controversial reclamation project off the capital's coast. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to open a series of international naval military exercises in disaster management entitled Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2016 at the headquarters of the main naval base 2 in Padang, West Sumatra Province on April 12. Its halal status is still being questioned in Indonesia. However, vaccines manufactured by Bio Farma have been used in Islamic countries in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia, which has purchased diphtheria tetanus, polio, and pentabio vaccine from the company. The World Bank will have funds to prevent land and forest fires in Indonesia. The assistance is part of the effort to make the haze will not happen again. The award given by Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Kuching, Malaysia, to Indonesian outstanding workers becomes a momentum to encourage Malaysian businessmen in order to recruit workers legally. Thousands of public order officers Satpol PP, the Indonesian Armed Forces TNI, as well as members of the National Police Polri, were deployed to clear out illegal squats and kiosks across North Jakarta, Jalan Pasar Ikan, on Monday morning, April 11, 2016. Ahok rebuffed claims that the order to evict is a violation of basic human rights, as the eviction is aimed to ensure that all Jakarta residents could live under healthy and proper living circumstances. That was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if it's the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, this month, Tourism and Culture Office of Jember East Java will hold Pendalungan Festival as cultural identity of Jember Regency. This festival will introduce Pendalungan culture to society, including tourists who come to Jember. Pendalungan is a collaboration of three big cultures, which takes effect in Jember, namely Java, Madura, and Osing Banyuwangi culture. But it is added with Chinese and Arabian culture. In the festival, Chan Machanan Kaduk Art, Campur Sari, Jaranan, and Reok will be presented. Listeners, in today's edition, we will feature one of arts which will be presented in Pendalungan Festival, namely Chan Machanan Kaduk Art. Chan Machanan Kaduk Art is typical art of Jember East Java. Chan Machanan Kaduk is dance art which is dominated with replica of a tiger which is made from frame of bamboo and imitation fur from burlap or plastic sack. Tiger's head is made from rimba wood, which is much softer, so that it is easy to be shaped and carved and also to be colored. The frame of tiger's body is made circle from apus bamboo, which has functioned as abdominal cavity of tiger. The cavity has flexibility of up to 180 degrees, so it is useful when performing the movements of tigers that eat children and remove them again. These movements are the peak ones of Chan Machanan Kaduk, and the movement is the most awaited by audiences. Chan Machanan Kaduk art consists of 40 players, including musicians and singers. The number of arts members is a lot because Chan Machanan Kaduk is divided into various attractions, namely Garuda Bird, Children Performance, Martial Arts, Chan Machanan, and Marlena or Dance Together. Chan Machanan attraction only takes around 30 minutes, but sequences attractions can be changed depending on requests of Chan Machanan Arts Order. Listeners, for the first time, Chan Machanan Kaduk was used by farmers in the Javanese colonial era to repel animals such as monkey, wild boar that often damage crops. Along with the times, Chan Machanan Kaduk art is finally made perfect by adding other arts. Today, the story of Chan Machanan Kaduk describes a tiger which goes down to settlements because forest as tiger's habitat has been deforested and tiger forcibly preyed children. The performance of Chan Machanan Kaduk is usually performed from night until pre-dawn. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled, Di Mana Kacamata Saya? Which in English means, Where is my glasses? Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Kacamata. Kacamata, which means glasses. Di mana? Di mana, which means where. Bingung. Bingung, which means confused. Mencari. Mencari, which means to look for. Tanpa. Tanpa, which means without. Tidak bisa. Tidak bisa, which means cannot. Membaca. Membaca, which means to read. Tadi. Tadi, which means just now. Setelah. Setelah, which means after. Rapat. Rapat, which means meeting. Meletakkan. Meletakkan, which means to put. Di atas. Di atas, which means on. Meja, meja, which means table. Bersama-sama, bersama-sama, which means together. Saran, saran, which means suggestion. Kalung, kalung, which means necklace. Sembarang tempat, which means any places. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Di Mana Kacamata Saya? Or in English means Where is my glasses? The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Devi at the office. A. Nita. Kamu tampaknya sedang bingung. Kamu tampaknya sedang bingung. Which means you look confused. Kamu sedang mencari apa? Kamu sedang mencari apa? Which means What are you looking for? B. Devi. Saya sedang mencari kacamata saya. Saya sedang mencari kacamata saya. Which means, I'm looking for my glasses. Tanpa kacamata itu, saya tidak bisa membaca. Tanpa kacamata itu, saya tidak bisa membaca. Which means, I cannot read without the glasses. Tadi, setelah rapat, saya letakkan kacamata itu di atas meja. Tadi, setelah rapat, saya letakkan kacamata itu di atas meja. Which means, I put it on the table after the meeting. A. Nita. Mari kita cari bersama. Mari kita cari bersama. Which means, let me help you to look for the glasses. Nah, ini dia. Nah, ini dia. Which means, look, I've got it. Ternyata, kamu meletakkan di atas meja saya, bukan di atas meja kamu. Ternyata, kamu meletakkan di atas meja saya, bukan di atas meja kamu. Which means, you put the glasses on my table, not on your table. Saran saya, sebaiknya kacamata kamu diberi rantai. Saran saya, sebaiknya kacamata kamu diberi rantai. Which means, I suggested you have to put a chain on your glasses. Jadi, kamu tidak akan meletakkannya di sembarang tempat. Jadi, kamu tidak akan meletakkannya di sembarang tempat. Which means, so you will not put it in any places. B. Terima kasih atas saran kamu. Terima kasih atas saran kamu. Which means, thank you for your suggestion. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's Kroncong edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian singer, namely Didi Kempot. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Gereja Tua by Didi Kempot. Happy listening.
Sama dia.
Listener, Didi Prasetyo, or better known as Didi Kempot, began his career as a campursari singer in Sentul Java. Didi Kempot is the son of a solo famous comedian from Solo, the late Ranto Edi Gudel, better known by the name of Mbah Ranto. Didi Kempot is the proud campursari singer of Solo, such as other proudly singers like Gesang, a Kroncong Maestro, and Fantasy Academy 2 champion, Tia. Currently, Didi Kempot preferred to stay in Sumber area, Solo, Sentul Java. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan by Didi Kempot. Happy listening.
Jangan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.